Thanks for hitting play. If you love exploring how to do school different so you can make a legendary impact on your campus, then you're in the right place. I'm Danny Bauer. This is the Better Leaders, Better Schools podcast, the original ruckus maker podcast for visionary leaders, innovators, and rebels in education. Thanks to ruckus makers just like you, this show ranks in the top 0.5% of over 3 million worldwide podcasts. Thanks for making this show a success. And thank you for making my mother so proud of me. Today is the last special episode that we're talking about in regards to the Sustainable School Leadership Summit that's happening July 12th through the 14th in beautiful Nashville, Tennessee. And if you've ever been to one of our Ruckus Maker events, they are amazing. I promise you, it's the best thing that we do is the live experiences. I will also say, today's the last day. Like, this is the final push to say, hey, if you want to get the best value, you really should sign up today. Because on March 16th, the jumpstart passes are all gone, right? I was looking today, and I'm recording on March 6th, and you should be listening. This is March 15th. But 30% of the tickets are spoken for, which is fantastic. And that's because these folks, these ruckus makers, wanted to take advantage of a jumpstart pass that's 50% off the main price of the ticket. So you can go to betterleadersbetterschools.com/Nashville, learn more about the event, and register for the best value. Feel free. Wait till March 16th, and that price goes up by $250. Totally fine. And if you're paying with a purchase order, just so you know, I don't need the check today. That's going to be impossible, right? Although there is an opportunity, if you have a school credit card or a personal one, you could just take advantage of it there and then get reimbursed by your school. But if you're paying with a purchase order and the school will send me a check, we just need you to register and get you the estimate invoice, my W-9, so we can start that process, okay? So the content of today, and I always want to provide value, I always want to do a little bit of teaching, even though this is admittedly a promotion for our amazing Ruckus Maker event. And by the way, if you consider yourself a Ruckus Maker, there's no other event for you this summer. There's other education events, right? There's other events for Play It Safe principals. There's certainly other events like just about leadership and how to improve. And those are fine. But if you're a ruckus maker, this is it, right? We've created this category. We've defined what a ruckus maker is, and we're the experts in it. So we want to support you. So there's three things I want to teach today. And if you've ever seen me on video, maybe you're a part of the mastermind or been a podcast guest, or you've just seen some video I've posted online, you see these culture tiles by a company called Gaping Void. They do great work. And if you reach out to them, tell them Danny sent you. I don't get any sort of kickback or referral type of thing. I just love what they do. And what they do is they take your values, right? Your culture values and what I call sticky core values, and they illustrate them in fun and playful ways, which is certainly on brand for me, right? And I think schools should be fun, energetic places. So for many schools, I think it would be on brand for you too. And I also know they give discounts to educators. So anyways, check them out, Gaping Void. Jason's the CEO. And like I said, if you reach out, tell them I sent you. You could also contact me and say, hey, Danny, connect me to the CEO. And I can do that as well. But anyways, behind me are all these different culture values. I think there's like culture tiles. I think there's 12 of them. And today I want to talk about three. And the reason I want to talk about them is because they are connected to some of the ideas we'll be teaching at the Sustainable School Leadership Summit. But sort of the meta level are, what are the stories? What are the values? What are the things that you teach over and over again to your people, to your staff, to show them what really is important? So one thing that, you know, we'll talk about is there's two sides to every coin, right? Two sides to every coin. And on one side is often sort of these negative feelings. Maybe it's fear, worry, anxiety, pressure, right? You experience this, the job is hard. But the same thing, the same day, the same role as a ruckus maker, as a school leader. The other side of the coin is opportunity, potential, you know, excitement, adventure, right? Same thing, but a different way of viewing the world. That's what I mean by two sides of every coin. As it relates to the Sustainable School Leadership Summit, there's two kinds of school leaders. Not in this case, play it safe principals and ruckus makers, but in this case, burnt out, ready to go, I quit educators, and those that are doing just fine, or maybe even thriving. You know, I was talking to a private client of mine named Bill. He's awesome. And Bill, if you're listening, love you, man. And he moved schools a few years ago. So like, you know, that's a transition and it's challenging and all that kind of stuff. And let me just tell a brief part of his story because I just want to celebrate Bill. He's a ruckus maker. And part of that, remember, ideas are great, but not the greatest. He takes action. So the other day up in Michigan, right, obviously you're going to have snow days. And on the snow day, I don't know. I mean, you might organize some files, clean the desk, you know, do some work, that kind of thing. But Bill finally saw the snow day for what it was, an opportunity to put in systems that he's always wanted to integrate into his personal life and leadership and organizationally for his school. So he started just like getting to work on these systems that would help him have a sustainable career and do a great job as a middle school principal. But long story short, the systems have worked. We don't have to go into the details of what those were. But I was talking to him about like the result. And yeah, things are efficient and going great on at the school and that kind of thing. But he said, Danny, I've never felt better just personally. He's like, when work is done, I'm done working. And I go home and I'm with my family. And he's like, I sleep 8 to 9 hours a night. I'm going to repeat that. Bill, a ruckus maker and school leader, just like you, sleeps 8 to 9 hours a night. When most school leaders are not getting adequate sleep, they don't have the energy, the stress is higher, and they're ready to give up, wave the white flag. That doesn't have to be your story. You can be a Bill, or you can be a burnout. It's totally up to you. So that's one thing I wanted to teach, two sides of every coin. Secondly, is just like, what is the purpose of school? We will be exploring that for sure. And the way I talk about this is this idea of, are we measuring what matters? On the culture tile, it's a picture of a ruler, right? And rulers are used to measure, obviously. And yes, the business of school, the student achievement and the test scores and all that kind of stuff is highly significant. Your job depends on it. Your superintendent talks about it. The politicians love to talk about successful, but mostly failing schools so that they get elected again. But at the end of the day, we know that these tests, is it really the most valid way of measuring school success? So what I'm asking and what a ruckus maker asks, are we measuring what truly matters? What is school for? If you were to create the rubric of school success, what would you put on it? Maybe retention of your staff. Do you measure that? Are you graded on that, evaluated on that? How about connectedness within your staff? What about every student has at least minimum one caring adult on campus? What about people enjoy working here and have fun and are happy? Now, I'm not saying you have fun and are happy every day. That's totally unrealistic. So no, this isn't a pie in the sky and unrealistic view of reality in the world. But I'm just suggesting that there's probably different things that matter more than test scores. And what would it look like and feel like to elevate those ideas and say, this is what we want to be known for? I'll tell you what, you got the courage to do that. If you're a ruckus maker and want to do school different, you're going to figure out how to answer that question and make it a priority on your campus and just watch how your staff responds. It's going to be different than the campus down the street, just caring about attendance, test scores, and discipline. Guarantee that. That's all I want to say about the second story. Last piece. You heard me say this a million times. And shout out to Jess. I don't know if Jess is... I don't know if she's listening to this or not. And I love you, Jess. You know who you are. So anyways, you know, back in the day, school leadership series and that kind of thing, it might have even have been on this show. I would say when a leader gets better, everybody wins. When a leader gets better, you win, you know. Or wait, I think I'm messing that up. Hold on. When a leader gets better, everybody wins. When you get better, everybody wins. Something like that. Anyways, I'm just giggling because Jess would in person mock me and make fun of me for how I used to say that. And that was always funny to me. These days, I just say, when you get better, everybody wins. So it doesn't matter the phrasing, right? The idea is what matters. And the idea there is you matter. Your development matters. And when you take the time and realize that you're worth it. And another Jess, but Jessica, sometimes going by JJ. So if you're listening, love you too. She says, when you join the Ruckus Maker Mastermind, you're betting on yourself. And there's no better bet to make. Same is true for coming out to the Sustainable School Leadership Summit. It's a bet on yourself. Because when you get better, everybody wins. You will see byproducts. You will see results in your personal life, in your professional life, but you'll see results with your parents. You'll see results with your staff and your students and your community partners. That's what it's all about, the ripple effect. So we'd love to see you out there. The Sustainable School Leadership Summit, July 12th through 14th in Nashville, Tennessee. 2 days of learning, 1 day of adventure and fun. And you can learn more, register, and grab that jumpstart pass if it's March 15th at betterleadersbetterschools.com/Nashville. If you wait to March 16th, tickets probably will still be available, but they'll just be a little bit more expensive. Still worth it. All right. Hope to see you there again, betterleadersbetterschools.com/Nashville. And by the way, you know, if you have a question about the event, like there's a FAQ and that kind of stuff on the website, but reach out. You know my email, danny@betterleadersbetterschools.com. My cell is 312-788-7595. You can call or text. If you go to the website, betterleadersbetterschools.com, I'm pretty sure they're at the top, it says book a time, right? You can schedule a 15-minute talk with me too. So however I can serve you, like I'm here. I'm available. That's because I want to help you win. So hope to see you in Nashville. Again, betterleadersbetterschools.com/Nashville and grab that jumpstart pass today. Bye for now and go make a ruckus. Thanks for listening to the Better Leaders, Better Schools podcast, Ruckus Maker. How would you like to lead with confidence, swap exhaustion for energy, turn your critics into cheerleaders, and so much more? The Ruckus Maker Mastermind is a world-class leadership program designed for growth-minded school leaders just like you. Go to betterleadersbetterschools.com/mastermind. Learn more about our program and fill out the application. We'll be in touch within 48 hours to talk how we can help you be even more effective. And by the way, we have cohorts that are diverse and mixed up. We also have cohorts just for women in leadership and a BIPOC-only cohort as well. When you're ready to level up, go to betterleadersbetterschools.com/mastermind and fill out the application. Thanks again for listening to the show. Bye for now and go make a ruckus.